Ah, yes, time to shine. Yep, didn't win Powerball. Voss and Brandy with you. Just a little hangdog expression on the face of Brandy. I'm looking at him now. Matt at a panel. Did Joel Kane win it, or has he got monkeypox? There's all sorts of theories. Joel not with us again in Drive this afternoon. Welcome to Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy. We are broadcasting through 1170 SEN. Where else would you want to be? You'd want to win Powerball and not work. Maybe me. SEN track on the Central Coast and the Illawarra through 90.3 FM in Griffith, and to those listening anywhere around the country on the SEN app, love to hear from you this morning. In fact, if you're overseas listening right now, love to hear from you on the text 0457 736 736. Call the McDonald Jones open line 1300 01 1170. We are here thanks to our major sponsors, Bryden's Lawyers, the lawyers protecting your future. You can call Bryden's Lawyers on 1800 848 848. And we're here also for Card.Gift, Australia's one-stop card shop, gift card shop, Card.Gift. I encourage you to just log in, check the website out and see all they have to offer. And thanks to Card.Gift, we've got $50 FPOS gift cards to give away throughout the program every single day just for you for participating in the show. And don't forget, you'll never miss any of the show if you subscribe to the Breakfast Show podcasts. Just search for Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy on your favourite podcast platform and click subscribe so you never miss a thing. We'll have the Saturday edition of the program app. I noticed yesterday we have, as I introduced Brandy, we have all this great hard-hitting sporting debate, and yet the most downloaded piece yesterday was when we lost it talking about monkeypox and the symptoms of monkeypox. So there you go. That's what the program has to offer. That's where we've reached in our careers, Brandy.
Yes. Andrew, what am I looking forward to this weekend? I'm glad you asked, because there is so much sport on. There is so much sport. We'll have a chat about the Brisbane-Newcastle match last night, which was extremely interesting, to say the least. The US PGA is underway. Round
the golf
one.
Desk.
Yeah, there's plenty of desks, because there's Premier League action, there's golfing action. There's so much to look forward to over the next 3 hours. And then the weekend will continue, where we've got the Tigers and the Dogs. Now, all the pressure's on the Dogs. Have we just forgiven the Tigers? They've had two wins this year.
They
beat the Eels, they beat South. They have then lost their next three games. Is there any pressure on the Tigers anymore? Or do we believe that they've just got something now? That Jackson Hastings at halfback has given them a new lease on life, and we've just sort of thought, well, you know, down those sides down the bottom of the table, we don't have to worry about the Tigers, because we know that there is something there. There's an ingredient there that was missing.
Brandy. They're crippled by injury, and Brooks has added to it this week. So there's only Hastings on his own. Jock Madden coming back into the side. By the way, we've got world record swimming as well.
We have
records at the national titles.
Zach Stubblety Cook.
Yeah,
which I loved his name. I'd never heard of him before the Olympics. And he's a gold medal winner at the 200 breaststroke at the Olympics. But he's broken the world record overnight, which is terrific.
I reckon, I know we've had a bit of fun about Commonwealth Games, people not really caring a great deal. But they reckon that we may even have our most successful Commonwealth Games ever in the pool. The performances. And we are talking world-class performances, not just best in the Commonwealth. You know, world records will fall at the Commonwealth Games.
Tell me you don't get interested. Yeah, look, tell me you don't get interested when someone is representing Australia, whether it's the Commonwealth Games or not.
Was that a question, Brandy? Or
yes,
that,
that's
like,
a question.
Did you want an answer to it?
Yeah, yes, I want an answer from you, because I could just hear in your voice, look, the Commonwealth Games has gone down a couple of notches, but still, when they get on the blocks, and will you be watching?
I won't be watching up.
Hang on. Where are they, by the way?
No, Birmingham. In Birmingham. You're saying to me, so the judge of how important something is, if you would set the alarm middle of the night to watch, and I would for the Olympics, I won't for the Commonwealth Games. Obviously, in my job, I'm getting up early at 4, so it's going to fall into line. If there's night swimming in Birmingham and there's finals, I'll be watching. But if there was something on at, 2 a.m., I'm not getting up to watch an Australian compete for gold at the Commonwealth Games.
No, okay.
Brandy. I'm not disrupting my sleep patterns middle of the night to watch Commonwealth Games. Do listeners agree? 1300 01 1170. Text 0457 736 736. I think that's a fair barometer. Do you set the alarm to watch? How important it is.
Do you set the alarm for many things apart from getting up from work?
Sure.
Set it for last round
of golf and things like that. Have all my life. Challenge Cup final, rugby league. You stay up to watch it. There's nothing better than watching it live when it's a big big event.
That's absolutely true. Yes. Now, apart from all the sport we've got to talk over the next 3 hours, we've got some very good guests coming up on the show. Very good. Leon Cameron will join us, the former GWS head coach. James Tedesco. Now, we spoke to Nathan Cleary yesterday, the Panthers captain, with their big game coming up at 7:30. The game you are calling, Roosters-Panthers at the SCG. Am I right? You are calling it? Yeah. You're at the ground.
Brandy, I'll say this. You know you're a rugby league supporter when people ask you, you know, who's going to win Saturday. And you say, oh, well, actually, I'm going the Roosters. They go, no, I meant the election. Oh, right. Okay. So you know that you're a real rugby league man, because I was asked that yesterday. And yes. I said, you know what? I think the Roosters might beat the Panthers. And the person did want an answer on the election.
But right.
There you go. And then my second answer was, I think the Cowboys will give the Storm a run for their money. So
I think they will. The I'm doing that one.
The result of the election. We need a pundit on, see, because
I was going to vote yesterday. Enough. I was going to vote yesterday because I thought I'll get it out of the road, because I'm no chance Saturday. I'm just no chance. I'm that busy Saturday. Apart from calling the Cowboys and Storm, I've got boys playing rugby league. We're all over Sydney. I won't get to the polling booth.
Brandy, I think I read somewhere this is the highest pre-polling and postal vote in Australia's history. I think
that was 6 million.
It might be one in three.
6 million.
Have decided they're all going to be busy. They're going to bypass the sausage sandwich at the local school if that's where you vote. And
what happens if I forget to vote today and I just can't get there tomorrow? What will happen to me?
What do I look like? I'm from the Australian Electoral.
I don't know. But have you ever been in that position where you haven't been able to get to the voting?
I got to find one saying I hadn't voted, and I had. I had to prove and say, well, look, I was here.
Right.
And they then dropped it. But I will say this, that I'm not relying on Greg Alexander for the last word on the election, nor should people be relying on Andrew Voss for the last word on the election, or Charlie Goodsir, or whoever got on the program. We will have on the program this morning an election bunker between 7:30 and 8 o'clock. We have managed, we understand, a person emailed us in to say, I can get Alan Jones.
Really?
Representing the right.
Yes.
And Bob Carr, representing the left, will be our political pundits on between 7:30 and 8 o'clock. Right. You go out and beat those Mexicans in the Origin. No, we're playing Queensland. It doesn't matter. So, yeah, we've got some heavy hitters coming on the program this morning, or people we believe are Bob Carr and Alan Jones. We're not quite sure if they are.
Okay. So that'll be something to look forward to. apart from Bob Carr and Alan Jones, James Tedesco will join us. Talking about the Roosters and the Panthers.
James' thoughts on it, who wins Saturday.
Yeah, so if you're a Roosters fan out there, just throw us a text. Anything you want to know of Teddy, we'll throw at him when we get him on.
Now, a little bit more debate on last night. Is it a shame that... because I fell into the trap last night that all I talked about after the game was, oh, great, Kevy's won five in a row. What about that Gagai no try? What about the try? We focus on the refereeing perceived blunders in discussion straight away after the game.
Yes.
Is that a good or bad thing, Brandy?
It's a bad thing. I don't like it.
But put the handcuffs on me, because I'm doing it now.
Yeah, I know. But let's talk about Brisbane winning five, and good on Kevy, and 36-12, five in a row.
All right, we'll finish that discussion. We'll finish that.
That's boring, isn't it? That is boring.
The Gagai no try.
Yes.
Can someone on our open line or text say they agree with a bunker decision? Can we find someone who says, I agree, the decision was right? Because I'm thinking...
So just for those that
don't know... The only person in the world who thought it was no try...
Yeah, was the man
Grant
upstairs.
Atkins. He's saying that the ball came away from Dane Gagai's hand.
And I don't think it did. I don't think it came completely away. And you use super slow-mo and go, oh, well, maybe, you know, the couple of fingers came off it. Still had the ball was still in contact with his wrist.
Yes.
And then he controlled. There was no doubt about the put down. He got it down fine. The rule is, you know, if you lose control of the ball, that you need to re-grip it.
Re-grip it.
Yeah. Which I don't know if I've ever seen it done before, but I don't think he lost control of the ball.
I don't know.
So that rules out the second part about having to re-grip it. Which so he did to get it down. So
anyone out there, like, you'd like to think someone, like even an ardent Broncos fan, might not say it was that they were expecting try. Like, yes, that's got to be the barometer of a howler. And then secondly, you might have to explain this one for our listener. The obstruction inside your own half,
mm-hmm,
where Tamaro Martin runs around
Jordan Rickey
and Adam Clune grabs Rickey, and we're saying, I think everyone is on the same page. If that happens 10 metres out from the line, Brandy, try.
Yeah.
Because it happens 60 metres upfield, but they make the break from it and score.
Well, they score a try. At that stage in the game, the score was 14-12. Broncos were up 14-12. Kalen Ponga had scored a great try, and it was a much better performance from Newcastle. We haven't even touched on Anthony Milford yet, but that try from Selwyn Cobbo, his first of, he then scored 7 or 8 minutes later, and it ended up being a whitewash. So the important one was that. Now, Adam Clune went up to make a play at Jordan Rickey. Jordan Rickey was standing his ground. Mm. Tamari Martin ran behind him, ran directly. And back in the olden days when they used to use common sense on obstruction, and they go, well, was he obstructed or not? We see plenty of plays pulled up when a player runs an outside line, runs from the inside shoulder of the lead runner, and they go, well, you know, that's the end of the story. It's very black and white. When did it, last night it became very grey. So it's gone black and white for the last few years now. And we've all understood, well, that's the rule. Yeah. Look, he really wasn't obstructed, but it's black and white. Last night, Tamari Martin disappeared behind Jordan Rickey. Now, what the defender actually lost sight of the ball and the player with the ball. And they said, oh, yeah, but he passed it before he ran behind
past
him.
Past him.
What?
Past him.
What? But they were that close together that he was obstructed.
That's right. Obstruction is the moment you're behind the player, defender is obstructed. You don't have to run out the other side.
You can't get to him because he is behind that player. It was like the old blocker play. I'm going to stand here and I'll let that bloke, my teammate, run behind me. I was stunned with that one. And here we are. Yeah. We're going harder on the refereeing decisions, the bunker decisions. Right. Then we are talking about Anthony Milford's performance or Tyson Frizzell, how well he played for the Knights, and just how good Selwyn Cobbo is.
Oh, Selwyn Cobbo. Now, we can talk about that. Selwyn Cobbo. Now, I'll throw it at you, Greg, because you're – and not that you – if you can take off your New South Wales cap, because that you care who Queensland tip, but Selwyn Cobbo, Queensland origin?
He's in the side. He's in.
Yeah.
He's the first winger I pick.
Yeah, wow.
He's the first. And then, you know, we pick Xavier Coates or Corey Oates, but it'll be Xavier Coates. So he's the first winger I'd pick.
Yeah. By the way, before we move off the referee, back to the referee stuff, I think we are obliged to hear from Adam O'Brien, who held it together in the post-match press conference, the Newcastle coach. And he didn't say we weren't beaten. You know, like, he's not saying, well, that cost us the game. But he did, I think, express the confusion of every single person watching the game or listening to the game last night. Here's Adam O'Brien.
I think if that happens on the 10-metre line or on the try line, the rules should be the same all the way down the field, in my opinion. 14-12, I thought, hang on, we're coming back here, but no. I don't get it. I don't understand it.
Well, no one did. Because no one can explain it. So that's therefore something that can't be explained, Andrew, is something that people don't understand. And that was Adam O'Brien, and he was with everyone else watching the game last night.
Now, the other thing about the Brisbane performance, no Adam Reynolds. He missed, if you weren't aware, he pulled out injured. So their main man is out, and they have still ended up winning 36-12. By the way, the scoreline blew out, and there was intercept right on full-time as well. Herbie Farnworth racing away. So the scoreline, Newcastle weren't as bad as 36-12.
No, they weren't.
Were
no,
14... far more competitive than they've been over the last couple of months.
Yes, 14-12 with 15 to go. Brisbane ran in four tries, and the back-to-back tries, the Cobbo then Oates immediately in the following set, broke the back of Newcastle.
I'll say this, Newcastle played better last night than when they played the Bulldogs last week and won.
Oh, 100%.
That highlights the performance.
That's how bad the Bulldogs were last week.
Yeah, at 18.5 after 6. Gus Gould, it's written today, stands to pocket up to $1.6 million should the Bulldogs qualify for the finals in coming seasons and make it all the way. So it's like a KPI.
I haven't read the fine print of that one. I just saw the headline. No, and 1.6. That's good. Is that in one lot? Did you read the fine print?
No, I haven't read the fine print. I just want to go to one of the biggest stories. When the headline is Raiders shock bid to split up NRL glamour couple.
This was my favourite headline.
Adam Elliott. Glamour couple. Is that where we're at?
Yes, that's where
glamour
we're at.
Glamour couple.
Did that pop up in New Idea or something?
Was
that
A-listers. Adam Elliott. Like, you know, I'm organising a launch of a car and we're having a big do. Get me rugby league's glamour couple. That's the first thing the PR agency says. Can you get them? Can you get me Millie Boyle and Adam Elliott?
Yeah.
Because that'll be the one.
So she's led, she's put the pressure on the other half of that glamour couple, hasn't she? Like, she's off already. She's signed up with the Knights. Ooh. Will Adam follow? It's riveting stuff.
It is. Well, follow the progress of that story in New Idea. You're right. It won't be in the rugby league pages. It's in New Idea, the glamour couple. The Raiders have the flu or the monkeypox or something like that. There's at least eight players. By the way, Josh Adokar's out tonight.
I know. It was
flu, gone.
Disappointing.
So the flu is real. Magic round flu, they're calling it. It's the new COVID, it seems.
Lieutenant
SCN
Dan.
With coverage of Tigers against Bulldogs tonight.
Yeah, Lieutenant Dan went down with the monkeypox.
Gone.
Matt's
gone with the monkeypox. That's it. That's what I said. He was eating a banana yesterday. Zach Stubbelty-Cook, we've mentioned, outstanding. A bit more to the Cody Simpson story we'll talk about today. It's not as clear cut going to the Commonwealth Games. Kyle Chalmers throwing a spanner into the works. Brandy's got the desks happening. I can see him there. Trellis tables from Bunnings, the football desk, the golf desk will be up and running. And at Sydney FC, they've kept faith in Steve Corica, who's a really good fella, a new two-year deal despite not making the playoffs. Well done. Some stability at Sydney FC. Sydney Swans playing tonight. So we got sport coming out of our you-know-wheres. By the way, Powerball, two unregistered winners. So two winners, each getting $40 million, Brandy. One from Victoria, one from Fairfield in Sydney. Ooh. Ticket bought.
Yep.
At a newsagent at Fairfield in
Sydney. Good on them.
But no one knows who won it yet.
No, good on them.
And the Powerball was number three.
You love your numbers.
There we go, number three. 21 after 6. Give us a call right now. 1-300-01-1170. Text 0457 736 736. Can you look past the refereeing controversy from last night, or would you like to discuss it? We're fine either way.